Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Vicky Miller. She's the Executive General Manager for Shake It Up Australia Foundation, and we are going to talk about one of the most important things that affects a lot of Australians nowadays, Parkinson's disease. Good day, Vicky.
Hello, Maridel. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on the show.
10 years of significant work helping people with Parkinson's disease and trying to find a cure.
That's correct. It's our 10th anniversary since we started the foundation and set up our partnership with the Michael J. Fox Foundation. So in that time, we funded 50 research projects in Australia across 13 institutes to the value of $15 million. And we are making progress. Yes, there is hope, I think, some light at the end of the tunnel for people living with Parkinson's.
Because Parkinson's disease is one of those diseases that can hit you gradually or significantly happen in a short period of time, isn't it?
That's correct. It's a very complex disease, and no two people will present with the same combination of symptoms, nor will they progress at the same rate. So when you get diagnosed, the doctor can't say to you, well, you're going to be like, this in a year or this in 5 years, because some people, the disease progresses very slowly, other people, the disease progresses very quickly, and you just never know. And it has such a wide variety of symptoms, it's also often challenging to diagnose Parkinson's.
And you have witnessed this, haven't you?
Yes, my grandmother had Parkinson's for the last 10 years of her life, and she had a more rapid progression, so it took away the quality of her life for the last decade of her life, which was very, very difficult to watch her suffering, because she'd been such an independent, capable woman.
As an individual, witnessing your loved one go through that, it's very difficult, isn't it?
Not only witnessing it, but if you're in a partnership, a husband and wife, or in a partnership together, the other partner becomes the carer. So there's also the impact of that on the relationship. So it's not only watching your loved one suffer, it's also, the caring aspect of looking after somebody with Parkinson's. Because it is a slow neurodegenerative disease, somebody can live with it for a very long time, and you have to plan ahead for what that means for you in your lifetime. So if somebody's diagnosed with young onset Parkinson's, 20% of people are under 50 and 10% are under 40. So that's a lot of people still in the prime of their working life, not knowing how quickly the disease is going to progress and whether or not they're going to be able to continue working and providing for their family. So that then puts them under financial stress about what their future looks like. So there's a myriad of problems associated with the disease.
And every 40 minutes, an Australian is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
That's right, 38 people every day. So we have 100,000 people living in Australia with Parkinson's as we speak. And I think that's a conservative figure because, more and more people are being diagnosed, and people are being diagnosed earlier as we discover more about early onset symptoms. So I think that figure is going to significantly increase, in the coming 10 years. So that's a lot of people that we need to look after and care for if they're going to be living with the disease for some decade.
It's important to state that it does not discriminate.
It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't discriminate with age or sex. The figures are around 55% male and 45% female. It's not an older person's disease. It does impact on younger people. So anybody, under the age of 60 is essentially young onset Parkinson's disease.
And as you mentioned, it's not just the individual whose life changes, but also the people around that individual.
Yes. It's challenging for all family members. And we talk to family members all the time about the impact, on them to watch their loved ones suffering, but also the impact on them and their family life as well. And work colleagues, when people are diagnosed at work as well, that challenges people in the workplace too.
And I guess when you say Parkinson's, everyone would associate it with a celebrity like Michael J. Fox.
That's correct.
And he's living proof that as long as you know what you have and as long as you're diagnosed properly, you can live a relatively productive life.
Yes, well, there are drug treatments around to help manage your symptoms. And as with all diseases, you know, it's about living well with your chronic illness. So for Parkinson's, we know that exercise is really critical to living well. So daily exercise, so it doesn't matter whether you've got it in your 20s or your 80s, there are appropriate exercise programs for people with Parkinson's disease to keep you active, because that really does help with managing symptoms. Then we also know there's a link between the gut microbiome and the brain with Parkinson's. So people with Parkinson's will have digestive issues and constipation issues. So having a very well-balanced and appropriate diet is going to be important to manage your Parkinson's symptoms as well. So there are lots of things you can do. And obviously, you know, family, it's important to have family involved in that, because, you know, if you're going to be doing regular exercise, you know, you might want to be doing that with a family member, or you might need to be driven to an exercise program, you know, family meals, etc. That those all things all need to be taken into consideration.
And for the last 10 years, you have been trying your best to find a cure and still getting there, but every little help can help make an impact, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. So we're working in a number of different areas of research. We're making progress in the biomarker area. So at the moment, there's not a diagnostic biomarker for Parkinson's. In other words, you can't go and have a blood test and be told you've got Parkinson's. It's got to be done by, you know, different symptoms, and that can be problematic where people are misdiagnosed. So it would be great for us to have a proper blood biomarker for Parkinson's, and we are funding some research at the moment at UNSW in Sydney that has made some progress down that pathway, which is looking very promising, that they're not that far off with having a blood test that should be able to diagnose Parkinson's disease, which would then allow for early clinical intervention. And we're also working on new drug treatments that are going to slow or stop disease progression. So for the last 50 years, most of the work that's been done with drug treatments for Parkinson's has been on treating symptoms, whereas we're focused on research at the moment that's going to have the potential to change the course of the disease, which means to slow or stop disease progression in its tracks. So if we can get to that point where we've got a biomarker that allows us to diagnose that somebody has Parkinson's earlier, when they don't have, you know, the bad symptoms of, you know, the tremors or balance and gait issues, and then we can put them onto a drug that's going to stop the disease progression, then they can live with Parkinson's for their lifetime without it having any significant impact on their quality of life. So that would be that's sort of a position that we can see in the pipeline. Certainly it's not a cure, but if we get to that point, that's going to give us enough information to then be working to the next part, which would be to look at how we can reverse the disease progression, which I guess would be essentially a cure. So we encourage people during the month of April, which is our big awareness month, to support our research by visiting our website, which is shakeitup.org.au. They can get lots of information there about the disease, about symptoms, about treatments, about how to live well with Parkinson's, and they can also make a donation.
Thank you very much, Vicky Miller, Executive General Director of Shake It Up Australia Foundation, and hopefully, sooner than later, we'll find a cure for Parkinson's.
Thanks very much, Maridel.
You like, you share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.